Okay, says Hanhagas Beis Akise, the beginning of Simon Gimel. Kishikonis Leis Akise, Yaimar His Kabdu Mechubodim. So the Gemara says that we have Malachim that walk with us, that travel with us. So it's not so nice to have the Malachim come with us into the Beis HaKise, to the bathroom. So we say to them, you know, honorable ones, wait outside for a minute. And nowadays we don't do this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Aleph, we're not such big God-fearing people. Malachim, Malavim, so we have angels walking with us. So the Mepharshim asked, well, what do you mean? Maybe by you should say this if you're walking home from shul, because Friday night we assume you do. We see Shalom Aleichem, right? Yeah. So you have the Malachim. So maybe if I have to stop on my way home from shul into the bathroom, maybe I should say his kabdu mechubadim. So they say no. Really, by Shabbos, the Malachim are coming alt Shabbos, not alt covered for us. Good morning. Not because we're so special. Chazan Malavani shared with me that the Rabbi Gorin, the Israeli army, did not say Friday night, Seischem L'Shalom. He didn't like saying so he changed it. He changed the Nusach of Shalom Aleichem to Al Teitzei Misham, don't leave here. Right? Instead of saying Seischem, don't leave here. Okay, but we don't do this nowadays because we're not on that level. Beis. Should be modest in the bathroom. Not to reveal more of your body than you need to, so not until you sit down to go to the bathroom. Two men shouldn't walk into the bathroom together. Shouldn't speak in the bathroom also. One should also close the door when in the bathroom, even if one's by themselves, even if no one else is in the house, still it's modesty. I think Rav Moshe is one who has the tshuva about in a men's restroom, like some of these public restrooms, and they have these urinals, but there's no dividers between. He says a person should go into a booth. Again, even if no one else is in the bathroom, it's still a inyan of tznius. In the what's it called? Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Dalad says lo yedaber. One should not speak in the bathroom. So he clarifies a little bit. Imhu letzorach gadol. Let's say you really need to speak for some reason. So efshe demut ledaber kol zman she'ein nifne adayin. So if you really need to speak, so then it would be allowed if you had not started to relieve yourselves. Avav eis she'nifne, when you started going to the bathroom, af letzorach gadol osur. At that point, you cannot speak when going to the bathroom. So why not? What's so bad? What's so bad about speaking in the bathroom? So in the Dirshun, I'm using again footnote number one. I'm not sure if in the new versions it has that, but it says Utam Hadavar Kosa Shulchan Charav. The Baal HaTanya writes, Dehu Mishum Tznius. It's not nice. You're talking to somebody else when you're going to the bathroom. It's not modest. It's not modest. Uvcharedim Kosev Dehu Mishum Sakana Shel Shadim Hametzuim Sham. So some sort of Kabbalah issue. It's like by talking in the bathroom. So it's like a koach atuma happens, something inappropriate happens, then one should avoid it. So I saw Lamay Nafkamina. What would be the difference between Tznius versus the Shadim? So talking on the telephone. If it's Mishum Tznius, so the person on the other line, it's not disrespectful. They don't know you're in the bathroom. But if it's because of this issue of what's it called? Demons or shade or something like that. So then that would apply nevertheless, even if it's not disrespectful to whoever's on the other line. What about writing? What about texting? So it would seem, according to both of these, that probably would not be a problem because it's not a mishum tznius, nor is it you're not talking. So therefore, according to this, that might not be an issue. Okay, Gimel. Im roitz lemashmesh b'fi hatabas b'tzor b'kesam liftoich nekov.
So if a person needs to touch a person or part of their body that helps them go to the bathroom, right, with some sort of stone or something like that, so then they should do this before they begin to sit down and not after they sit down because it's difficult for kishof. The Mishnah Berurah says in Hay, Sifkat and Hay, in any yachli ponos, if you're not able to go to the bathroom, so a person should if they feel like they need to go but they can't go, so then this certain maneuver helps a person go to the bathroom. So he says yelech arba amos, you should walk dalad amos, which according to Rav Moshe is 7 feet 3 inches. Vayeshev, then sit down. Viyamod vayeshev ad shiponos. So that'll help a person go to the bathroom. Standing up, walking, sitting down again. Oh, you see, or you change your mind, you divert your attention to other things. But one should not go to the bathroom talk while standing up. That would be inappropriate. That would be physically not a healthy thing to do. Okay, we'll stop. I need to turn this off.